Today's podcast is sponsored for Refuah Shlema for Ahuva Sprintz Bas Teba Miriam by her Mishpacha. To help make these podcasts sure and possible, please consider sponsoring a podcast and email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN at gmail.com. We are in the middle of the Mavli of Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, the first perek in the Mavli of Klalei Malacha Shabbos, discussing what makes something a malacha, when one is chayiv, when one is potter, and what actions, although maybe similar to another action, is not really malacha. So now we're up to the topic of psik reisha. So perek aleph if yud gimel begins. Vim asa maisa, if someone did an action, sheket oitza also hechreches nasis malacha. His action is automatically, no matter what, it's a psik reisha, that a certain outcome will occur. Even though he was not intending this outcome, that's called a psik reisha for us. So if this is most definitely must be the outcome, it will be considered a psik reisha. Psik reisha, as the words mean of the word psik reisha, perushay chatoch reishay v'lo yamos. Meaning that you can't say, I cut off a chicken's head in order to have some other use, and I did not intend for the death of the chicken. Since cutting off a chicken's head will necessitate the death of the chicken, that's called a psik reisha, and one can be chayiv for a psik reisha, even though he did not need or seek out the death of the chicken. Okay, so he explains. Just like it's impossible to cut off the head of a living being without it dying, so too, if you're doing an action that requires, that your action requires doing a malacha asura, that malacha asura must come out of your action. There's no way to do the way you're doing the action. It is inevitable that this action will occur. That's a psik reisha. L'chein, therefore, he gives some examples. Hanoitel yadayim b'mokim zerua zron. If you wash your hands in an area with grass or other vegetables, something is growing, yesh b'kach mishum psik reisha. That is called a psik reisha. Right, even though you were not intending to plant grass, you're not intending to water the grass, you need to wash your hands. But washing your hands onto grass, what is the grass? Or another example, you open a door right near a flame, and as you open the door, based on the temperature and the winds outside, it is automatic that the wind is going to blow this flame. So yesh b'kach mishum psik reisha. That creates a psik reisha. Ki haruach geiremes lahagvores halahava oylekivuyim. Because that wind will cause the flame to move. It will cause it to become a larger flame. It will cause the flame to go out. But that movement, that opening of the door, is inevitable. If it's inevitable, when you open that door, that wind is going to affect the flame, that is a psik reisha. And generally speaking, a psik reisha, even though it's not your intent in the malacha, a psik reisha is going to be asur. And we're going to see some criteria as we go further in the different levels of psik reisha. So Sif Yudalit says, V'yesh lahavdil ben shnei suge psik reisha. He's going to say now that there's two different types of psik reisha. This is going to make a very big difference whether it's going to be chayev or not. Psik reisha de nichalei versus a psik reisha de loy nichalei. Psik reisha de nichalei means that you're happy, it's good for you, the outcome of the psik reisha, or psik reisha de loy nichalei, where you don't care for that outcome of that psik reisha. So for instance, he says, psik reisha de nichale, wins if you're dalit in the klolim lecha Shabbos perikal. Kloimar, shoho oisin nehene mitoitzos ha pu'ulo. The person who's doing it has benefit from the outcome of his action, shoho that he did. Gam im klal lo hischaven lo, even if it was not at all his intention. V'al maisa kaze chayiv. Such a psik ratio, one is chayiv, meaning it's an iser d'oraisa. If it was a beis hamikdash, shoygeg would be achatas, mezid would be misa. Kegoin, for instance, hanoytel yadayim beginose. Someone who washes his hands in his own garden. B'mokim zeroy azroim, where things are growing. Sharei noyach loy b'toytzos hamaisa, because it's good for him. Right? If his garden gets watered, every time his garden gets watered, that's good for him. Shekein azroim shazara yigdulu, because this is going to help them grow. So that's a psik resha, denichalei, and that one's chayiv, even if it wasn't his intention. But psik resha deloy nichalei continues, kolaymar she'enoy nehenem itoitzos ha'pu'ulam, where one does not benefit from the outcome of his action, she'asa. Oy, he says, goes into this category somewhat, psik resha deloy ichpatle, either that he has no benefit, or it's a benefit that he doesn't care for. He has no benefit, he doesn't care about it, it's irrelevant to him. Also, he says, such a case, you're not chayiv. Avol, in both cases of segregation like this, there is an issa d'rabbanan. Even though you're not chayiv, there's an issa d'rabbanan. Now, just to point out, the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Chav Sif Ka'an Nun Gimel says, by Psik Reshit Lai Nichle, he says, Asim Adrabanon Avochi of Lekka. And he explains, Psik Reshit Lai Nichle Lekula Alma, V'chol Zehula Inin Shabbos, De Be'inon Sheyehe Melechis Mach Shabbos, Avalinin Sharei Yisurei Teira, Das HaRosh De Yisurei Minah Teira. Meaning that he just points out, the Mishnah Berurah, that this is a chiddush in Hilchus Shabbos. Hilchus Shabbos, where we said earlier, a few shiurim past, that there's a requirement of Melechus Machsheves. In such a case, it's only Nisa D'Rabbanon when done on Shabbos. But when all other Isurei Torah, even if it's not your Kavana, but something is a Psik Resha, that's going to be an Iser D'Oraisa. And as far as Psik Resha D'Loi Nichalei, which he says is Asa D'Rabbanon, so he points out in Ha'ara Memtes, V'ayin Chidusha Rebbeinu Chaim HaLevi, the Das HaRambam K'Ha'aruch, the Psik Resha Shaloi Nichalei Mutter. U'l'chayra, right, that the Rambam agrees and holds that a Psik Resha D'Loi Nichalei is not even Asa D'Rabbanon, but is Mutter. U'l'chayra, Atayis V'Zlai Sfir Le'Hachi, Tola Daitam, so he brings it to Machlokes Rishonim, whether a Psik Resha Le'Nichle is Mutter or Aser. We paskin, Zokter Shmir Shabbos Galchasa, and the Mishnah Berurah also says, we paskin that it is Aser D'Rabbanan. And then he continues. Ukigoyin, what explains, what type of cases of Psik Resha Le'Nichle, Psik Resha Le'Ichpad Le'Kigoyin. Hanoito yodayim beginosai, someone who washes his hands in a gino, but it's not his. Beginosai shall adam she'eni chavitz lazulai. A person who you really don't care to help out his garden grow. Kigari nachri, like a Gentile. But mokem zrei azram, where it's growing. She'eni reitz lahashkis azram shall Allah. He doesn't care for that. Oyafil beginosai shall yehudi she'eni. Oyavai, or yidu, he doesn't like. He doesn't care. He doesn't care if this guy's grass, this guy's tomatoes grows any better. Another case he says that would be a psik resha is, let's say you wash your hands in the garden. It just poured. So your garden does not need any additional water. Your cup of water is not going to help it whatsoever. These are all cases of Psik Resha D'Loi Nichle, Psik Resha L'Ichpatle, and in such a case, he says, it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan. Siv Tezvav continues, Gam Psik Resha B'Yisuri D'Rabbanan Aser. He says, Psik Resha is not only Aser by Yisuri D'Oraisa that one does, but even in Isser D'Rabbanan, it's Aser to do in Maisa. That is a psik ratio. L'chein ein person machtzelos al gabi kaveru shal dvorim. One cannot put, let's say, a blanket or some type of cover on a beehive. In a method where it's inevitable that the bees will not be able to fly out. Even though the reason why he's covering this beehive is Eina Ella Hogin al Hadvoidin Bechama, is he's trying to protect the bees from the sun. Ubi Gishamim, or during the rain, Neha Gisham. Even though he says trapping these bees would be only us to drop on. Lamaisa, when you put this blanket over it, even though you're not putting it for the purpose of trapping them, but Lamaisa, it is trapping them. Since you're doing a maisa that is trapping them, it's Asur Midrabban. And even though it's an Isidrabbanon, we don't say it's an Ein Isser Chalal Isser, but that's all part of what the Isidrabbanon is, and the Psik Resh applies as well. Sivte Zayin. We're going to talk about Psik Resh Dulsha Avar, and what that means. Kigoyin. Ka'amar Le'el Besif Yud Beis. Dover She'ene Mischavi. A person does something that he's not intending for. The Hainu Maisa She'ein B'Toitza Osei Hechreches, Mishum Toitza Osa Shomlachas Asura Elarak Safik. Im Tia Kazu Oilav, Mutter La Seisei. In a case, he says, where it's not definite that it's going to come out, but there's a Safik if it's going to happen or not. Right, so there it's mutter to do. And I'll just point that. He says in Ois Nun Vav, in the bottom, in the Ha'aris, he says, B'Shem Rebshem Mizalman, the Af M'Vadai, the Nasis HaMelocha, K'shi Yasis HaMaisa Pamim Rabbis, B'Kom Mokim Ein Zeb Sekresha, the Hare Aleinu Lodin Al-Kol Maisa Ben Nifrat, U'Ba'Isa HaMaisa Ein Zeb Sekresha, which means, you do it many times, even though, right? And you know, something that you do many times, eventually it's going to happen in the oifen that it's a psik resha. But lemaisa, when you're right, you're walking on the grass, let's just say. Now, the chance that you're going to walk from here to, of course, the whole grass, and you're never going to rip any grass, well, let's just say that would be a psik resha. That's, if you go back, you'll find at least you ripped one grass. But in every step that you step down, that step is not necessarily going to cause it. That's not a psik resha. V'af yezim became mutl ha'soyse ma'isa ha'nikr sovig l'sha'avar. Says more than that, you can do with something that's called a ma'isa l'sha'avar. What does that mean? Pirush ma'isa sh'sofik, an action where there's a sofik in ma'taytzah asura shaloi, omnam t'yutzer oilav. Right? There's a question where at the time you're doing it, whether this outcome is going to be, even if would you be able to tell it had to happen. L'dugma, for instance, Mutter Lisker b'Shabbos Kufso, you're allowed to close a box on Shabbos, because yesh safik im yesh b'soiches zvuvim. Let's say you have a garbage can. Think about it. You have a garbage can outside. You have no idea if flies are flying around. Right? You have no idea there's a fly in there. You're allowed to close the garbage can. Right? She yetsudu aidei skira, so that even though it may be trapped by you closing it. Shareim b'vada yesh b'zvuvim. Right? If you knew for sure, you saw a fly flying around it, Asi hey Lisker isa. You would not be allowed to close it. That's a psik resha that they are now stuck inside. But you have a suffix if there's a fly in there. You don't see one. Now you're not looking closely, you're not looking around. So that's a suffix if there's a psik resha. Therefore, you're allowed to close the garbage can even without checking. And we see that as a davar she'eino mischaven. But then he points out in Sif Yud Zayin, V'yesh amru chazal, ki melocha she'asur la'asoy se'ach ba'asiyah, se'eino mischaven l'tachas asura ve'ein lo'y memena kol to'elis, yeah, a melocha that's also to do. But when you're doing it, it's an action that you're taking, you have no kavana to this purpose of the iser, and you have nothing that comes out of it. In a place where you're doing it to hold back a hezek, ain iser basiyasa. There's no iser to do it. Now, what does he mean by that? He's going to explain. Therefore, Hatsad Nechashim. Someone who traps snakes. Kedei lohoitzi mehem eres lachanas trufa chayiv. Right? If you trap a snake, a person traps a snake because he wants to get the eres, what do you call it? The stuff that spews out, right? In order to prepare medication, the venom. You want to take the venom because you're going to use that venom to make a medication out of it. They used to make medications out of the venom of a snake, right? So if you're trapping the snake to get the venom, so that trapping is chayiv. Avamutu lots of nechoshim, but you're allowed to trap a snake. If you're trying to stop it from biting you, then it's permitted to trap the snake. And the kavana is to get rid of it. Right? So you're not trapping it because you want it. You're trapping it to stop someone from damaging. So too, someone who opens a wound. Right? There's a whole sugya. Mapis Mursa, you open a wound to let the ear in, so the heels, that's chayiv. You know, I'll do that on Shabbos, making a Pesach. Ava mutl of toyach Pesach, teil haitzim men emugla, but if it's just to remove the pus, it's permitted. Kikan en kavan osi le Pesach, you're not using it for Pesach. A Pesach needs to be used for in and out, let in. Ela atzayis hamugla bulvat. So what he's saying is that there are times when, even though it's a psikresha, but it's to be b'mokim minias hezik, where the psikresha that's happening, which is the trapping here, or that there is an opening, but it's makam minias hezek, there are times when Chazal mattered it, and throughout Hilchos Shabbos, where it's relevant, we're going to see more details on that. Today's podcast is sponsored for Refuah Shleima, for Ahuva Sprintzer Bas Teba Miriam, by her mishpacha. To help make these podcasts sure and possible, please consider sponsoring a podcast. And email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN@gmail.com.